Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. It's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Claire in Little Rock, Arkansas, we'll kick it off with your email. He said, what are your thoughts on probiotics during pregnancy? Great question. Now, a lot of OBs will typically steer clear of that, but some are okay with it. So it depends on the OB that you have. But typically, probiotics tend to be okay while you're doing that. But you always want to go by the recommendation of your OBGYN. Of course, fermented foods such as yogurt and your fermented vegetables are always good choices. So that's what you want to lean toward. But again, during pregnancy, you know, I'm always a big fan of just whatever the OB says, going with that. Now, we'll tell you, I think it's very beneficial for someone that's going through pregnancy, a lady going through pregnancy, to have a good nutritionist or dietitian on your team as you go through that. So someone can kind of guide you through that process, because nutrition is vital, as you know, during pregnancy, because what you do to your body obviously helps develop the little baby's body. So making sure, I mean, it's like women want to get pregnant and they just eat everything and they think it's okay. But the reality is, what you eat is what's helping develop that little baby. So getting plenty of omega-3 fatty acids, keeping your folic acid where it needs to be, plenty of lean quality proteins, leaving out the junk food and eating great food. I mean, when you take a woman that eats very, very well during pregnancy, I mean, first of all, the body's amazing. I mean, it can still produce a very healthy baby when you eat a bunch of junk. But imagine what level of health you can give your child if you really step up and make a difference in your own life, in your own health, and, you know, eat a really, really healthy diet during the pregnancy time. I mean, it's just amazing. It's 9 months of your life that you can devote to the development of your child, and I think it's one of the greatest gifts that you can give. So probiotics are great, but I would say that's very, very, very small in comparison to the overall concept of eating very well and living a healthy lifestyle and exercising as much as you can, lowering stress, emotional stress, all of that is vastly important for the development of the child. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the number. And let's see, got Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I had a couple quick questions. One was, I had a cholesterol test done, and cholesterols were fine. The HDLs and LDLs, but the triglycerides were in the 300s, like 320 to be exact. And I know that I used to eat sugar a lot, and but I switched to raw honey hoping to better that number. That's the thing. I was wondering, will raw honey cause that to go up too?
Typically not. I wouldn't worry too much about the about honey causing the triglycerides to go up. Triglycerides are usually affected by a lot of the processed sugars, which, I mean, it depends. If you go raw honey, typically that's a great way to go. You know, the closest you can get to your local farming honey, the better, for sure. But your processed carbohydrates, you know, your pizzas, your TV dinners, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all those sorts of things that just are processed to the hilt, if you will. That can make a big difference. And then, of course, eating the wrong kinds of fats along with that on a regular basis is going to make the triglycerides go sky high. And another issue that can cause with the triglycerides going up is poor adrenal gland function. When the adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, become weak in function, that's what can happen tremendously, is the triglycerides can go up, but it's mainly because of a vitamin B5 deficiency. When you burn out the adrenals, they get tired from stress and from life, which kind of happens, then what happens with that is we see a deficiency of the B5, and many times triglycerides can go up. Matter of fact, when you look at, and this is not standard of care by any means, this is more on the alternative medicine side, so just so you know that, this is not what your local family doctor would agree with at all. But just from the alternative side, because I like to talk about both sides. And that's, for me, that's the fun part of it, because there's definitely different viewpoints, but it's physiology. And if you look at the physiology of it, and you can see that when you raise B5 levels in the body, adrenal function gets better, and you also see triglycerides drop. And it's pretty amazing. So something to check out and do some research on your own, take it to your doctor, and mention that to them. And if they're for it, great. If they're not, well, then, you know, make your own decision, and hopefully they'll give you their blessing through it all. So those are some things that would definitely help. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Now, group programs, weight loss is a big topic. And if you know, the show's The Biggest Loser and Extreme Makeover Weight Loss, and a lot of the shows that are out there right now that really focus on weight loss and the success that comes with it, it's the encouragement factor in the group setting that tends to give the best results. So the group programs are saying for weight loss really do work best. New research suggests that if you want to lose weight, don't try to do it alone. Group-based weight loss treatment produced weight loss, whether it's delivered by a professional or peer counselor, said study lead author Angela Marilinetti, who's assistant professor of psychology at the Brosh College of City University of New York, said when people are in a group with others on the same journey, they feel there's an element of, okay, it worked for them or her, and perhaps it'll work for me. So I guess I'll give it a try. I mean, that's kind of the overall group mentality when you're seeing this. Research was published recently in the Journal of Obesity, and Pinto and her team randomly assigned 141 overweight or obese men and women to one of three groups. One group got 48 weeks of behavioral weight loss treatment from a health professional. A second group participated for 48 weeks in Weight Watchers, where the meetings are led by members who achieved and maintained a healthy goal weight. Well, a third group got combined treatment. They first had 12 weeks of behavioral weight loss treatment from a health professional and then transitioned to 36 weeks of Weight Watchers participation. Well, here's what they found. He said that when they chose Weight Watchers, because of the largest commercial program in the United States, it also oriented to behavior change. And this is a big piece of what I really do like about what they're doing, Weight Watchers, that is, which included information on modifying the diet and increasing physical activity to lose weight and maintain the weight loss. So Pinto's team was testing the hypothesis that the combination approach would produce a bigger weight loss than going to Weight Watchers alone. And so the community concept is really, really good. And we will be launching very soon, just so you know, a community-based website where we can all come on board together, encourage one another, and track each other's results, push each other. And we've got a whole web community that we're getting ready to launch out. So just keep your eyes out. If you are not in our social media circles, go to getwellradio.com and jump in. Sign up for our email newsletter, all those sorts of things, so you can stay in touch with all that we have going on. But what they found in this, at 48 weeks, the researchers found no evidence of adding brief treatment led by professionals and then transitioning to the Weight Watchers program that actually improved results. But at 48 weeks, those in the professionally led group lost 11.9 pounds, while those in Weight Watchers lost more, which was 13.2 pounds. So the combination group lost the least, 7.9 on average. So the losses in the Weight Watchers group were greater than the losses in the combined group. Weight Watchers produced better results because of the group setting and the meeting attendance. It's proven that that works better, and also gave a greater tendency to avoid the most common diseases and beat being overweight. So there you have it. The group setting is definitely the best for encouragement and results.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they'd gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the reptile pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth, and it is. No matter what you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, maybe you need to lose some weight or just get your body where it needs to be. Maybe your energy levels are a little bit low and want to feel better. Whatever it is, know that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Remember, that's the hope that we have. The body can change, but you have to be willing to change to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. So the question is, do you want to get well? It's a state of mind, willing to take responsibility for your health and for your life. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to go to Gloria now. Hi, Gloria.
What I would like for you to do for me, if you would, please. I've had a knee surgery, and I had a lateral meniscus tear, and it's supposed to have been repaired, but I'm having an awful lot of problems with it. I'm wondering if you could just give me some pointers as to what maybe I could do, rub on it or take for it. Or
rub on it. That's great. Just rub on it, take a pill. What do we need to do to fix the knee? Yeah, I get it. Well, here's the thing. Lateral meniscus, you know, depending on how, you know, severe it is and that sort of thing, you know, usually the meniscus, well, I say usually, it has to be pretty severe for the meniscus to need surgery, but it can be slight sometimes. It depends on the meniscus itself, if it's worn down or if it's got a certain little lip on it that continues to catch within the joint. I mean, it really does depend. That's why your orthopedic is going to be your best bet to, you know, get in there, get an MRI, have them look at it, and make their best decision. Now, they can go in and clean it up. Very, very light arthroscopic surgery, very simple. They poke a little hole in there, those cameras go in and do their magic, which is actually pretty amazing. So that is a possibility. And a lot of times for the meniscus, it's very beneficial because it gets you back in action. And the pain that was so rough on the joint, they can pretty much take care of, depending on, again, any degeneration that might be there. So that's one thing to consider. There's really nothing to rub on there. I mean, there's some different gels and sports creams and whatnot that has some analgesics in there that can be helpful. But for the most part, the joints themselves, you want to lower the inflammation in the digestive tract. Because remember, usually when there's inflammation in the gut, there's inflammation in the joints. It kind of goes hand in hand. So it's an itis. Anytime you get kind of arthritis or any kind of inflammation within the body, you've got to look at the food first. And some people argue with me on that, but I'll tell you, it really does make a difference. You cut down inflammation. There are inflammatory foods and non-inflammatory foods. And you cut down on the inflammation, and that's where you see a lot of the great results. Now, motion is important, too, for the joints. And, of course, you know, exercise, depending on the amount of exercise you can do, the repetition based on, again, how bad the joint is. But motion to the joint, if it's, you know, non-weight-bearing like swimming or if it's riding a bike, it makes it a little bit easier. Whatever it might be, you always want to choose activities that can, you know, be easy on the joint, but continue to get really good cardiovascular benefits in that. So it's kind of one of those deals where you just have to, if you know how to do it yourself, great. If not, you might want to get a trainer, someone that can walk with you and kind of take you by the hand in that process. And that's what, you know, I would probably recommend in that. You know, that's what I would do personally. So I've had the knee thing happen myself in certain areas, and you know the treatments that they can do, the surgeons are phenomenal. And I do recommend, if things are pretty unstable, to get surgery. That's just me. I mean, I really think it's smart. Of course, your doctor is going to tell you what to do, but you know the skill set is so good now with these guys and gals. It's unbelievable. It really can transform the way you do things. As far as your activity in your daily life. Amazing. So, yeah, I would look at that. I wouldn't worry about rubbing anything on it. It's more about doing more things internally, like using cod liver oil a couple times a day if you're an adult, not in the sun a whole lot, because, you know, fish oil, don't think about it so much like lubing the joints, but when you get the omega-3 fats in. It lowers inflammation, and it does help support joint health. It does. We know that. So remember, health comes from the inside out, not so much the outside in. Well, can you rub on it? You know, those kind of thoughts are good. It's kind of like dry skin. You know, we think dry skin, we need to get rid of it with lotion from the outside in. Now, hyaluronic acid and some things can help the skin, but really, hydration of the skin comes from the inside out. You know, through drinking plenty of water, getting good fatty acids, and maintaining good levels of vitamin C in the body. I mean, those kind of things. So it's the same thing with the joint, really, for the most part. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're dealing with, I don't care if it's headaches, migraines, thyroid conditions, whatever it is, the body can get sick. I do believe there's hope for the body to get well. Our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, you can check that on the website as well. Our email for the day is brought to you by Gene Me. And Bruce in Charleston, South Carolina said, I suffer from severe fatigue. It comes from stress of having kids and working two full-time jobs. What should I do? Well, that's easy. If you got all the money in the world, you know, cut out one of the jobs and go part-time and hang out with your kids. That's not going to happen, though. I know. So what do you do? Well, one of the things with severe fatigue is there's mental and emotional stress, so you got to maintain good adrenal gland health. That's one thing. And the other is to look at your diet, make sure you're getting proper amounts of lean quality proteins, good healthy fats. But supporting the adrenal glands is important. Vitamin B5 is really good for that. Cutting out red meat, red wine, processed white flour. And then also plenty of vitamin C, kind of old school, but it works well. Look it up. You can kind of check that out. Talk to your people at your health food store. It can help as well. We'll be right back. 888-283-7272.
You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
And call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. They're talking about statin drugs now and how they may cut the risk of death from cancer. Study suggests a large study with Danish cancer patients suggests that people taking cholesterol-lowering medications known as statins may have a lower risk of premature death from cancer. The research published November in the New England Journal of Medicine found that statin use at the time of cancer diagnosis reduced the risk of dying from cancer-related causes by up to 15%. It doesn't sound like much, but chemotherapy only offers about a 15 to 20% reduction in the risk of dying. Dr. Stig Jensen, who's an author of the study, the staff specialist in the Department of Clinical Biochemistry at Copenhagen University Hospital in Denmark. Now, the previous studies of statins such as Lipitor and Crestor have not shown that the drugs significantly affect overall cancer risk, but some research has suggested that statins may have a role in treating particular forms of cancer. Last January, for example, researchers at Columbia University in New York City showed that treating certain breast cancer cells with statins in the laboratory stop them from spreading. Interesting. And in some cases, even killed the cells. Now, statin drugs, if you don't know what those are, Lipitor and Crestor, these are all cholesterol-lowering drugs. So cholesterol is the plaquing in the arterial walls. So we're thinking heart disease over here, but we're finding out that they can be beneficial for cancer.
I know you're thinking, well, I don't like drugs. I listen to the show because I don't want to take drugs. I understand that. But at the same time, medicine, remember, you're listening to a guy, I'm not anti-medicine at all. Zero. I think it's extremely beneficial. I really do. That's why we have it. The wisdom of medicine is amazing for controlling certain health challenges that we have, managing them. It's vital. And, I mean, to have it is just amazing. And so is it overused? Yeah, of course it is. In medicine, are we trained to only know what they do, medicine or drugs do, and not a whole lot about nutrition? Yeah, I'll tell you that, absolutely. Hands down. I mean, we don't get a clue in medical school what's going on in nutrition. None. I mean, the water-soluble vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, and then, you know, it's just barely anything from there. That's why we have registered dietitians, and that's why we have people that are stronger in their fields, and, you know, that's why you have to go pursue other education like I did to learn what that means and what all that does. So, anyway, my point being is that in a situation like this where they find something as simple as a statin drug that can help in another health disease or health challenge area, and they said in here chemotherapy helps around 15 to 20%. I don't even think the numbers are that strong. For a lot of things that I've read and review articles that I've read, it's only like 5 to 10%. So it's even showing a stronger capability in this Denmark study. So it's interesting, that's for sure. So they're saying, how could cholesterol-lowering statins, one of the most commonly prescribed class of drugs worldwide, help patients more effectively fight cancer? Well, according to the U.S. National Cancer Institute, researchers have found that statins work against critical cellular functions that may help control tumor initiation, tumor growth, and the spread of cancer or metastasis. The statins seem to block a key enzyme associated with processes involved in the growth and spread of cancer. The cholesterol is a vital building block in all cells, and when you take away the building blocks, the cells stop proliferating. So using the Danish Civil Registration System, a network in national database, the researchers tracked statin use by individuals over time, and they focused on about 296,000 patients who were diagnosed with cancer between 1995 and 2007 with follow-up. So they followed up with them. Dr. Neil Caproso, who's the chief of genetic epidemiology, it's kind of a big word, but bottom line is they look at the genetics and the cause of it. And so the National Cancer Institute in Maryland said he was impressed by the study also, but a little bit skeptical. But what mechanism could extend every tumor type, we just don't know, he said. But many questions must still be answered. How soon does the effect begin, and how long will it last? When is the window of time when the response would be expected and be observed? That's the question. So the reality is, on something like this, that, you know, it's one of those things that you have to really look at, because he said, although the findings suggest, with a few exceptions, that there were consistent and substantial declines in mortality across diverse cancers, there are also no clear pattern of decreased mortality with increased dosages. So it's not like if you take a whole bunch of statin drugs, it's going to make it work better. There's the big if and a big we don't know. But at least there is some promise within this. And they said, He said, it doesn't mean that people with cancer should start using statins in hopes of improving their prognosis. Jacobs explained that because this study was an observational study as opposed to a trial, okay, that's where they just watched people that took the drugs themselves. A slightly lower cancer death rate among cancer patients who had used statins before their cancer diagnosis could have been caused by factors other than the statin itself. So they have to rule out a variety of factors when they do these studies and make sure that it wasn't just happenstance, it wasn't just placebo effect, it wasn't just, I mean, they have to rule out a lot of things before they can actually claim that it does what it says it does. Jacob says that more research, he says, is needed to make sure and see if statins might influence survival in cancer patients. But it definitely is interesting, I think, because you've got natural substances. So if you're sitting there going, well, I don't want to take a drug forever if I don't know if I have cancer as prevention. Because a lot of people are saying now, of course, articles came out based around this already, that you should take, you know, a statin drug almost like a baby aspirin. You know, people are taking the baby aspirin to make sure you don't have a heart attack and a stroke. Well, now they're going to come out and say, which, I mean, the pharmaceutical company is probably going gangbusters right now. They're probably jumping up and down. And they're get ready because you're going to see probably commercials come out about taking statin drugs on a regular basis. And, you know, that's one thing that they have to look at is they will start pushing the marketing on this because of something like this information. However, you know, there are natural components and really red yeast rice. Just take that for an example. Red yeast rice, they actually took that, the studies, it's completely natural, okay? So the red yeast rice has the same mechanism of action, is what we call it in medicine, the same mechanism of action in the body of what a statin drug does, for the most part. Matter of fact, they learned the mechanism of action from studying red yeast rice and how it interacted in the body, and then the drug was formed, okay? So a lot of people now in the natural world are saying, we'll take that red yeast rice as a prevention or a preventative, as kind of a co-equal to a statin drug. There are no formal studies on that. So if you decide to do that, you know, it's at your own thoughts. And do I think it's smart? Well, I mean, it could. It's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you just, you know, you want to wait till formal studies come out. And I like the research. I do. It doesn't have to just be in America. It can be, I love the European studies that they do like this. I mean, they really go out on a limb because I find that the European studies that I read and look over, they tend to study a lot more on the natural side of things, which just piques my interest more. It's just what I'm into. I enjoy it. So, you know, I like reading over those. But it's interesting how some of these are really coming out strong, and I think it's just a great contribution to healthcare, medicine in general, but also alternative medicine and natural integrative medicine. So, good stuff. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online at getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll make it part of the show. Let's go to Sherry now. Hi, Sherry. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
I was calling. I'm a 5-year breast cancer survivor, and I was diagnosed at 35, which in my eyes is young.
That's very young.
Yeah, and it was driven by my hormones, so I ended up having to take 6 months of chemotherapy and then about 38 weeks of radiation, and then after that I had to have a full hysterectomy. And I'm just kind of dealing with some of the after effects of that, being, you know, a young woman, not having any hormones, you know, the weight gain, no libido, no energy, all of that fun stuff that comes with that. And I just don't know if there's anything out there. My doctor, my oncologist, you know, I can't take any sort of replacement therapy. So is there any hope for us ladies that are in this situation?
Well, I mean, yeah, there is. I mean, it's just a matter of coming up with a good strategy. Do you have anyone that's working with you, like a dietitian or a nutritionist? Do you have anyone that's been helping you along the way?
No, it was once I was done with my therapy, I meet my oncologist once a year for a follow-up, and that's kind of the end of that therapy. It was once I was done with my radiation, it was just a yearly checkup, period. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe find a new one.
That's okay. I mean, that's pretty standard, just so you know. Depending on where you got treated and what area and what hospital and all that, everyone kind of has their own different game plan. There are, just so you know, in the dietitian world, they're creating a lot of subspecialties you can get trained in, like with diabetes and metabolic disorders or cancer and oncology. It's pretty cool. They're creating a lot of different subcategories. The reason that is important is because cancer is not, it's important that you treat it and go after the bad cells, which is what they did with you. But if you're not doing anything to preserve the good, healthy cells, and then ensure that your lifestyle choices can really push the body to function at a better level from now on, then that's kind of what you're missing at this point. So when we come back, why don't we talk about cancer, post-cancer, what do you do, and what kind of lifestyle choices do you lay out so you'd be successful in the future? We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I've actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
You call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. This is your show. So your health is your greatest wealth. Now, we were talking with Sherry and just talking about cancer and what do you do after? You know, you've gone through, like in something with breast cancer or any kind of cancer, you go through typical chemotherapy and you go through radiation or surgery and you kind of wrap things up and you think, okay, well, now what? You know, now what do I do? Do I just hope for the best or not? And you're saying that you've kind of gone through and you've gone through your checkups with your oncologist, no one's really giving you any direction as far as lifestyle goes, and you're just kind of going, well, what do I do now, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and you're young. You know, it's not like you're in your latter half of your life. You're still very young, and, you know, it's kind of scary because you're thinking, well, you know, if this happened at this early of an age, what do I expect 5 years? Do I just kind of keep my fingers crossed and for that 5-year survival rate kind of thing? Or, you know, I'm a real take action kind of person. I mean, if I don't like to sit back and wait on anything, you know, it's I want to go take the bull by the horns and make it happen. And the same way is true with your body. So, you know, after you fought cancer, and really before you ever should have ever have to deal with it, you know, it's understanding how the body works and giving the body what it needs that matters the most. So, remember that when we're dealing with cancer, you're dealing with a little bit of genetics. Okay, not a whole lot. No, it's not all genetics. I don't buy into that at all. It's a lot of our environment. It's a lot of our lifestyle factors, our eating habits over a long period of time. Cancer typically takes about 10 years to form. Did they tell you that?
No, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me just real quick basic science lesson, okay? You've got two types of cells. You've got good cells and bad cells. And so you've got the healthy ones and you've got the abnormal ones. Well, you get cancer. I mean, the old adage is we get cancer every day. Well, cancer cells, bad cells. But our body's immune system is really good, and it goes in, it kind of eats them up and fights them off. Okay? Now, once you start getting a bunch of abnormal cells that stick around, it takes about 10 years. Now, this is average. Certain cancers can happen a little bit faster than this. But for the average in the body, it takes about 10 years to form the amount of cancer cells with a tumor at some level to create damage in the body. So that's why once you've had cancer, they look at it, they being that, you know, medicine, scientists, that sort of thing, that if, you know, once you've had it, if you've had it and there's been a 10-year span and they think they got it, right, and then 5 years go by and you're okay, then you're usually in the clear, that whole 5-year survival rate deal. And so with that, you got to say, okay, well, what did I do or what am I doing every day that could create bad cells? Well, stress. So a lot of emotional, toxic relationships in your life, toxic type stress, financial stress over long periods of time can wear the body down, wear the immune system down. Foods. I mean, let me ask you a question, just real simple. Now, you know, have you ever heard that trans fats are really bad for you? Have you heard that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So trans fats, just so you know, are one of the top cancer-causing agents that we have. That's why, if you noticed over the last, you know, several years, they have the FDA forced food manufacturers to put how many trans fats are on or in the food, right? Now we see that on the label. Okay. Well, we know trans fats cause cancer. So if you were to eat a piece of regular chicken, like baked chicken, versus the fried chicken, which has got cooked oils in trans fat, which one of those do you think would have a chance of creating an abnormal cell in the body?
Probably the fried.
Right, the fried one. So let's say that you, for whatever reason, eat certain foods every day, and you don't think anything about it because you've just been eating that way your whole life. Well, you do that over and over and over again, 3 and 4 times a day. You have donuts and sodas and sugary drinks, which sugar feeds cancer many times and helps create abnormal cells. And so you do this over and over again over a long period of time. And then, so it's not so much, it's not like, you know, like I'm pointing the finger at anybody or even science is and saying, well, it's your fault. It's just the way, it's just the environment we're in. Do you know what I mean? I mean, our choices are just kind of in the marketing of, you know, TV commercials and how we grew up. And if you grew up in the South or if you grew up in certain areas, we just eat like our parents and our grandparents ate. But we're learning now more than ever that it matters. So just for a real quick note is this. If you can take this rule of thumb, I would get a dietitian, someone that you can work with, and they can do meal planning for you for a period of time, maybe about a month or two. And so they can really teach you what that means to create healthy meals. My book is really good. It's called Empowering Your Health. And you can get that at empoweringyourhealth.com. But the book itself gives you all the foods that will reduce inflammation in the body and the ones that will bring health to the body. But post-cancer lifestyle choices, your eating habits are so important. I mean, everything from getting plenty of greens, plenty of vegetables on a regular basis, juicing your meal, some of your meals, supplementation. There's a lot out there that you can look at and read about. I mean, everything from your fish oils, your basics, to vitamin D, which they've done a lot of research on that builds the immune system, has strong anti-cancer properties, to using things like turmeric, you know, almost that curry type taste into your food. Turmeric has got a huge reduction in the potential of what cancer cells can form around it. So there's a lot. I mean, I could take an hour and just talk about cancer and foods and what do you do. But the concept is changing your lifestyle and getting someone to coach you through that process is going to be your greatest benefit. But just know there's hope and you've won the battle already. So, which I'm so excited for you. And we'll do anything we can to help. Just keep us posted. But do your research on that and get someone to coach you along the way. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.